Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a bizarre press conference, and I've already talked about one bizarre press conference today. This one is truly bizarre. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Paul Gosar, and Louie Gohmert. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar have been stripped of their committee assignments for threatening violence against other members of Congress, and in the case of Marjorie Taylor Greene, against Barack Obama, as well as Hillary Clinton, as well as Nancy Pelosi. Gosar against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Joe Biden, and they weren't prosecuted. I don't know how they were not prosecuted, but... And then Louie Gohmert. Louie Gohmert, who is a right-wing nut, who has appeared in person with the three percenters and some of the true right-wing militia groups. They had a press conference blasting the jail conditions of January 6 rioters, insurrectionists. Now, the backstory of this is something like 500 or 600 of them are being prosecuted. Some of them have already pled guilty. Some are still being in jail, being held in jail. Some have been released on bail. But the ones in jail, these characters get together and saying that it is, the conditions are inhumane. The conditions are identical to jails all around the country. It's not pleasant being in jail. You get fed. It's warm. You have clothing. You don't like it. I get it. You're in jail. There's nothing different about their treatment than anyone else in jail. One of the reporters asked a question, raised her hand, and she said, you know, I don't remember you holding a press conference where you said that what happened to the officers by the insurrectionists was bad, somehow inhumane. Where was your press conference about that? First of all, they lied and said that there was a press conference, and there was not. There was not. Then they said that they advocated giving the Medal of Honor to these officers. The Medal of Honor is a military award that's only given to soldiers in combat. It's very rare. Not only didn't they give a Medal of Honor because they had no power to, the president gives the Medal of Honor, advised by the Army, Navy, and Air Force and Marines, but they also, all four of them, voted against legislation to even give these officers a Congressional Gold Medal, which is a civilian award. They just flat out stood up there and lied. And what they're doing again is somehow supporting the insurrection, saying it was okay that they held the one officer down, almost kicked him to death till he begged for his life and said that he had four kids, and then a couple of others protected him. Two people got trampled to death. One got shot. These were insurrectionists themselves. People died. People committed suicide after that. And these clowns get up and just talk about the inhumane jail conditions as if this is Asia or Africa. Are you kidding me? This is America. Jail is not good. I agree. All conditions for everybody should be upgraded. I agree. These people are not being treated any differently from anybody else. And that is all they can think about. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Paul Gosar, Louie Gohmert, all bad news, malignant tumors in the Congress. Somehow their constituencies keep voting for them. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Oh, good morning, Matt. Happy Friday, by the way. And it's Bear Packer Week, which I always love because that's just a cool rivalry. I've been to Packer Bear games, and you can feel it when you walk in up there.
Let me ask you a question on that, Paul. You know, I loved it when Rodgers said, "I own you" to the stands. Okay, I love that. But if you're a quarterback, do you incentivize the other guys to really come after you? Do you think it was smart of him to say, "I own you," as much as I liked it, or should he have lain in the weeds a little bit about that and just kept beating him? What do you think about that?
Well, as far as me, I would lay in the weeds because it's a rough and tumble rivalry as it is. And I don't know, you know, I think it was just a spur of the moment thing.
Yeah.
Somebody was throwing him gestures in the crowd and he just, But no, I don't need
they were flipping
intensity.
Him off.
Remember,
and he says,
hey,
I own you.
Remember,
I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. Guy has a lot of guts, though. They're going to be coming at him. But go ahead, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, very quickly, I remember when I think it was Charles Martin that I think he threw McMahon into the ground, just drove him into the ground. So you don't need any more incentive there. I don't want nothing to happen to Aaron because we got a chance to go all the way. Hey, as far as January 6th goes, the whole thing was an inside job. It could have never happened. So from the top on down, it's all rotten to the core. And I can't believe that GOP has descended to these depths. It's just, you know what, own what happened. And it's just, I can't even put this into words this morning, Matt. So, but I feel it goes from the top all the way to the bottom, and they're getting some of the people on the bottom, but they need to focus on some of these people on the top, and then the people that are contempt of Congress, they just can't stand. Anyway, I'll leave on a happy note. Packers 24, Bears 10. How's that?
I hope you're right, Paul. I hope you're right on the Bears. You're very right on the other thing. I mean, here's the deal. This thing was planned back in December. Once he lost, Trump immediately said in November even, it was rigged and all that, and that word got around. In December, they sent out word, show up on January 6th. Why January 6th? That's a non-date. It's just a ceremonial thing where the Congress convenes, the vice president convenes, somebody brings in the certifications from 50 states. The majority of them were from Republican governors and Republican secretaries of state, the majority of them, certifying the election of Joe Biden. He had 302, I think it was, or so, electoral votes. He had 81 million popular votes. Trump had 74 million popular votes and 200 some odd, low 200s in the other, in the electoral. And that was it. Except there was a speech being given uptown by Trump and Giuliani and a lot of these other people. And Mo Brooks gave a speech and he wore a bulletproof vest. He didn't tell anybody at the time. And Bannon, they go, something's going to happen. And he said this in advance, tomorrow something's going to happen. And they march up. They march up to the Capitol. Five people died and many more just took medical disability for a while. They attacked cops. They attacked cops, broke windows, went in. One of the officers had to shoot one of them because they were going to murder congressmen who were still there. They had a gallows for Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. They threatened murder to the vice president. That's a crime in and of itself. That is a federal felony in and of itself. Some of these people are getting off with a $500 fine. And the Republican Party is standing with them. The Republican Party has descended into violence and into threats of violence. The first time we've had violence in our politics since the Civil War, better be the last. And the fact that two-thirds of Republicans have bought the big lie that somehow Biden is not elected is a national scandal. And this station and everybody listening to it has got to keep stepping up against that. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for some excellent programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. Then you have Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Then you have Devil's Advocate. Then you have Earl Ingram, my friend Earl Ingram. Good evening program. Great weekend programming. Highlighted by Pizza Box Mike and others. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. Have a good weekend. Go Packers. I'm signing off for today.